This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, earlier this week, I had a chance to sit down with Kendall Milton, one of the bright stars on this Georgia football team. He's got two national championship rings, averaged 7 yards a carry last season in the rough and tough SEC, which is number one in the SEC. He's had some injury problems that have held him back, but looking for him to step out and have a breakout season this year. Earlier this week, I caught up with Kendall Milton.
Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first down, like 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Joining me now on the Bulldog Roundtable, Georgia running back Kendall Milton. Kendall, congratulations on another great season last year. Look, before we move ahead, I wanted to ask you about playing that final game out in L.A. That must have been a thrill.
Oh, yeah, it definitely meant the world to me just being able to go back, you know, to California and get the opportunity to play in front of my family. That was something that I didn't really get the opportunity to do since high school. So being able to be in a situation to where they can, you know, drive to the game instead of making that 4 or 5 hour flight, that definitely meant the world to me because, you know, like I said, I haven't been able to get back at home or, you know, nonetheless be able to play at home. So it definitely was a big opportunity for me.
Yeah, and you got to impact the game, as I recall, 10 carries and a touchdown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's awesome. So what are the expectations coming into this 23 season? Do you think this group you got, as you look around the locker room, look around the guys when they get together, this team's got what it takes?
Yes, I 100% think this team has what it takes, just seeing the work ethic that everybody has, you know, the attitude. Everybody knows, you know, the standard that has to be met and the standard that was put in place by the players before us. So, you know, I'm highly confident in the players in this offense and the defense and special teams and really everywhere around the team, because I feel like this is a very talented team. And, you know, this team is a very smart team in a way that we're able to pick up things at a fast pace. So, you know, I'm excited for this season. I'm excited for my teammates, and, you know, I'm just excited for the opportunity to just go, you know, ball out with my brothers again.
Boy, that running back room looks impressive on paper coming in. Tough, physical runners. Yourself, Dajan Edwards, Branson Robinson, just to name, you know, three of you guys. Describe yourself and your running style for us.
Yes, sir. I would say that I have, you know, one thing that's a strength in me in my game would be my power, with a combination of the balance that I you know, take, and also my speed and acceleration that I'm able to get through the hole. And, you know, that's something that, you know, is worked every day between the weight room and, you know, certain drills we do with Coach McGee. You know, everything that, you know, becomes a tool within our game is something that we have to work on every single day to try to make perfection and try to just grow every single day.
Now, I got to see Edwards play some high school football. I'm a South Georgia boy myself, okay. So I'm really impressed with the way he runs it so hard. But saw him develop into a better receiver last season. What can you tell us about him?
Dajan Edwards, that's, you know, from the day that we got to Georgia, you know, I saw it with the way that he moves, with the way that he can make a quick cut on a dime, the way he runs his routes, like everything he could do in his game, Dajan has, you know, it was already great, but he continued to better it and continue to work. And, you know, I'm very happy for where Dajan's at today. Just seeing him reach success, you know, that's something that means the world to me, because, you know, I've known that he's worked his butt off ever since we got here.
Branson Robinson got to taste it a little bit a year ago. Mm-hmm. I know the fan base really impressed with the way he ran the ball hard. Where is he at in his development?
Yeah, Branson, I would say that, you know, Branson's a great running back as well. He showed a lot of big plays last year. He showed the ability to break a lot of tackles and, you know, turn those broken tackles into big runs. And, you know, I feel like Branson's going to be a great player within the offense. And, you know, I'm just excited to see everybody combine this year and just see what we can do as a running back room.
Boy, last season, 7 yards a carry for you. That is that's lights out right there now, brother. So what do you credit that? I mean, your offensive line doing a great job.
100%.
Coordinator calling some really good plays. 7 yards a carry, man. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's really a combination of everything. But I would say the biggest thing to me would be the offensive line. You know, to be able to reach stats like that, that has to be a mentality up front to kind of, you know, move the person in front of you. And that's something that our O-line does day in and day out. They make it their job to move the person in front of them to, you know, displace them. Like Coach Smart said, displace the person that's in front of you. And, you know, at the end of the day, they make my job easier because, you know, they open up the front line and they make it to where I just have one-on-one tackles. And, you know, as a running back, you couldn't ask for a better line than that.
Roderick Jones looking like a first-round pick in the upcoming NFL draft. I thought it was so huge, though, to see your center, Cedric Van Prand, who decide he's coming back and wanted to be a part of it again this season. How big was that decision, do you believe?
Yeah, that means the world to the team, just the type of player that Sed is. He's a very smart player. He has the ability to dissect the defense and be able to point out, you know, the blitz or the points when it comes to pass protection or just, you know, anything you need for the line to be able for them to operate successfully. You know, Sed has all of that. And just being able to have somebody like that that can make your job easier because he puts everything clear and, you know, you don't have any worries. That just means the world to an offense. And in my opinion, that's how an offense can, you know, generate at such a high level because everybody's comfortable with their position. Everybody's comfortable with their job and everybody knows exactly what their job is.
Yeah, and that group looks pretty strong coming into spring practice.
100%. I'm excited for those boys.
All right, I know you're going to get tired of answering this question. You probably already are. With Stetson moving on, you got a quarterback competition going on this spring. What are you expecting to see happen out there?
To be honest, I just expect to see competition. Just, you know, same thing every day. Those boys are going to go out there and put their best foot forward. And at the end of the day, I'm excited to take the field with, you know, whoever comes out of that challenge. You know, everybody in that room I'm really comfortable with. I'm comfortable with their ability to, you know, just know everybody's job and know the offense and know what, you know, the down and distance, or just know what we need to do as an offense within the point of the game. And I feel like everybody in that quarterback room has the ability to make all those things happen.
Kendall, have a great spring, man. We appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. No, I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Kendall Milton, man, what a really impressive guy he is, and hoping he will stay healthy and have a big, big season over at Georgia. Looking forward to seeing that this year.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.